Good morning, Rick Timmy, Chayodim Hechel Shabbos, Klal Gimel, and we are learning Simen Vav. Upon Hay, so the fifth criteria that the Chayodim mentions is Shia Dafka Malechas Tolosh, that this halacha is only going to be mutter in a case where you're dealing with items which are not attached to the ground. Of a Malechas Mechuber, when you're dealing with types of malachas which are involved in things which are part of the ground, whether it's going to be agricultural issues, planting, etc., or it's going to be building issues, that's going to be a problem. Even if the place where the field is or where the building is not known that it belongs to the Jew, it's still going to be osur. Lefikach, therefore, haposik imanachri libnas loichotzer ubayis. A person makes an arrangement with a non-Jew, and it's going to be, he makes a psika, means he makes an arrangement, this is going to be kablonis, it's going to be contracted, and he's going to have a payment which is going to be set up, there's going to be a price, there's a ksitza, so we've met the criteria of kablonis and ksitza, to build a building, or to set up some type of a chotzer, an extension on a building, any of those types of actions, or leaksur sudeo, or he hires the non-Jew to harvest the field. So there's going to be a concern of marasayin. Now, marasayin is only to Jews. So where's this scenario where there's going to be marasayin? Maybe there's no Jews nearby. Im hoyisa hamalacha b'mokim shiyesh lochu shevayu sham yehudim b'shabbos. If the action which he's doing, the field which is referring to, the building which is referring to, is in a place where Jews could come there on Shabbos. Even though it's amongst non-Jews, it's not in the Jewish neighborhood. It's a non-Jewish neighborhood, so what's the problem? If Jews can arrive there, how is that possible? The area which is where the malach is taking place is within Tchum Shabbos of a Jewish neighborhood. So there's Jews who live in the Jewish neighborhood. And to get from the Jewish neighbor to here is possible on Shabbos. It's within the Tchum. It's within the area where one is allowed to walk on Shabbos. So theoretically, a Jew could walk there. So even though the possibility that a Jew walks there is minimal, it's still going to be... it's still going to be usher. So it's also to have the non-Jew do this work. He did all the proper requirements. He made a ksitza. It was kablonus. And it's going to be mutter mikra din. But it's also because of those which will come and see it. Shenon Yodim, they don't know what type of arrangement he had. Those which will see it will potentially mistake the situation and believe that this is a skir yom, which is osur midin. So they're going to mistakenly believe that the person is doing something which is inappropriate. And therefore, we say that one may not do this. Now, this is a marasayin, which Chazal mentions. But interestingly enough, by definition, it's not also b'chadri chadorim. The whole point is it's the issue is because it's public. Had it been private, it's going to be mutter. So we said in the introduction, the difference between a case of chashad and marasayin is once Chazal asks a specific activity, it's also even when it's going to be done privately. Over here, the root of the concept is the fact that it's public, and that's why we differentiate between something which is mechuber and something which is tolish. We will go to scenarios of tolish later on where there's a concern, but for now, this is a case because of the fact that it is public is the problem. Now, so he says the concern over here is because people will make a mistake and believe that the problem is that he hired them as a schir yom. So if you look at the Piskei Mishnah Berurah, what about a scenario where everybody in the city always does this type of arrangement through kibarlus, through kablonus, not through schir yom? So why should they mistakenly believe that he's doing something improper when everybody does it with kablonis, which is mutter? So he points out, if the minig of the mokim is to hide a kablonis, and that is the minig, everybody in the city does like that. So he says, you can rely on that to be makel by the soda, the mokim hefset. So in the scenario of a soda, you can be makel if there's a need. Let's say if you ask the non-Jew to push it off to later, he's going to charge more. So that'll be mokim hefset, that's going to be mutter. But he says, even in the case of the bias, one should not be makel on that. Now, look, Besson will explain that point in the next year. Why are we being machmer by the scenario of a bias? Have a good day.